It's all in the definitions. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principal Policy. Along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Great to talk with you again tonight, Barry.
It's great to be here with you, Chuck. We were talking on yesterday's program about the recent election for the state party chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, a contest that pitted Matt Borges, who was the victor, against Tea Party stalwart Tom Zawitowski. Well, Mr. Zawitowski had written a letter the day before the election on Thursday the 25th to the members of the State Central Committee who were going to be doing the voting and basically coming to an epiphany, Chuck, if you would have it, where he basically understands that the Ohio Republican Party, and I put party in parentheses just like he did, isn't a party, at least by his definition. And basically, his idea is that a political party is an organization that seeks to influence or control government policy. If you think about political parties, if anybody out there on the average man on the street, if you were asked to define what does a political party do, that's kind of what you would get, that they want to control government, they want to influence, or they get their guys in so that they can put their hands on the levers and move the policy the direction they want it to go. Well, he got a shock because what he found was that the leadership inside the Ohio Republican Party and those people who were being elevated to those positions, like Mr. Borges, policy doesn't matter to them. All that matters is winning. All that matters is putting bodies in offices and taking a bigger number than the Democrats have, so then you can then run to get the power and set the policy. Well, I think what Mr. Zawitowski did, and I appreciate what he's trying to do, was he's finally opened up to the vast majority of folks out there that all of these things, like, and we mentioned just briefly, the Republican Party platform, which is supposedly the statement of beliefs and principles of a party, don't mean anything to the party operatives.
Well, I feel kind of like the circus freak, the guy who can stand there and take all kinds of voltage through his body and act like it doesn't bother him at all. After years and years and years of holding on to both ends of the cable and understanding that you can build a resistance to that kind of thing, or perhaps the circus performer who can be bit by poisonous snakes over and over and over because they've built up a resistance to the venom, it's amazing to me what shocks people. And I guess I'm like that circus freak who can hold on to both ends of a 1,000-volt cable and just not feel the difference because I guess I'm not that easily shocked. This is exactly what I expected to hear. And sadly, one thing I didn't expect to hear was this kind of thing out of Bill Batchelder's mouth. If you had asked me 2 years ago if we would have heard this out of Bill Batchelder, I would have said no. But after a certain phone call that you and I were both on, that was a conference call having to do with a new constitutional convention call, in which we thoroughly embarrassed Mr. Batchelder. And after having done so, we didn't do it on purpose, but we basically refuted his argument. And suddenly he had a meeting he had to go to. So when I asked him a question, his aide came on and said, well, Mr. Batchelder had to go to a committee meeting. So he gets us all on this conference call and then bails out when the going gets a little tough. And he basically tried to sell it to us on the basis of loyalty. Okay, yes. I get it now. You want me to remain loyal. Well, what he didn't know was I wasn't loyal to the Republican Party at that point anyway. I have been holding on to the cable way too long and was immune to that voltage through the cables. So what we're seeing here, Barry, is what I'd hoped to see a little bit ago, and that is an awakening to the idea that the Republican Party isn't really a party at all. It's a campaign apparatus, as Zawitowski points out in this letter. A party generally is supposedly a grouping of people, like-minded, who are interested in forming policy under a certain policy umbrella in which all more or less embrace it. Nobody ever sticks 100% to every policy in the platform. That's understandable if you stray a little bit on this and that or another thing. But when people are basically laughing at the platform, and the platform itself is simply used as a propaganda tool to keep people attached to the party, as you and I talked about, the people that we saw who say, I remain with the Republican Party as long as the platform is the way it is. Well, Of course you do. That's exactly what they assume you're going to do. That's why the platform will always remain that way. There will always be a pro-life plank. There will always be a pro-business plank. And when I say pro-business, I mean small government limited regulation plank that they always completely ignore, a small taxation plank they completely ignore, a no socialized medicine, which they completely ignore, as we've proved over and as the current quote-unquote conservatives in the Ohio legislature proved by trying to push through an expanded Medicaid program. And the one and only reason is to get John Kasich reelected to the governorship so he can run for president.
Yes, I would wholeheartedly agree with that analysis. Well, Charles Zawatowski sitting here saying the party is a brand and it's supposed to mean something. He likens it to saying people go vote for an R next to the name. It's like selling McDonald's franchises to people and letting them use pink and blue for their colors or offering pizza instead of hamburgers, he says. If they're not following the platform or that the candidates are setting the policy once they get elected, then the brand means nothing. Well, I think he's hit on it right there. And I think that's, we've said this before, that there doesn't seem to be a lot of difference, truthfully, between the two major parties, except for the fact that one of the major parties, the Democrats, actually believes in party discipline if you stray from their platform. It's only the Republican Party that has a platform that they really don't care about because, well, we don't do policy, according to their new chairman of the party, Mr. Borges.
Well, Barry, let's talk about the character of these men. Now, I don't know if you have your email on or not. I sent you an email. We're in different studios tonight, folks, so Barry just can't look over my shoulder and see what I've sent him. But I sent him something that's actually kind of humorous. It's called Republicans for Higher Taxes.
Yes, it's definitely a tongue-in-cheek website. Yes, I got
it's
that.
A tongue-in-cheek website, yes. And there's a thing posted for April 25th that's called Favorite Matt Borges Tax Lien. And it lists all the years which Matt Borges did not pay his taxes. 99, 2001, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Borges has had major trouble with campaign law violations. Borges has all kinds of, shall we say, ethical issues in his background. And yet this is the man that the Ohio Republicans are going to rally around in order to get, quote unquote, our guy elected. Well, what if our guy is using this guy because he isn't really our guy?
Yeah, explain that one out.
Okay. Our guy, meaning any number of people with the current governor at the head of the list, any number of people in the Republican Party who are basically using us to get into office so that they can then pass laws which are detrimental to us and the way we want to live.
There you go. Yes.
And I'm not just speaking out against John Kasich. There are a number of conservatives who you and I have relied on, had good relationships with in the Ohio House of Representatives and the Ohio Senate, but who are right now basically turncoating on us in hopes of, I'm not exactly sure what the driving force is, except they think that they're going to set themselves up in a permanent reelection status when, in fact, what they're going to do is have themselves broomed out of office and be out for decades.
Yeah, it seems like that's the trajectory that they're on. Now, the other point, and this is something that Zawatowski made in his letter, and that letter called Now We Finally Understand Each Other, he's finally understanding it. And he says here that the vote on Friday is a vote between whether the party is going to be just a campaign organization that's geared to just reelect Governor Kasich, or if it's going to be a party that elects candidates but does it to implement the policies that the people who vote Republican want to see implemented. So he says that that's pure split right there. He says, and I read from this directly, that people are looking for leadership. He says, the left is gaining ground not because their ideas are superior to ours, but because we have no organized opposition to them. And so he's saying, well, if you come down to this vote on Friday, you must understand that the members of the conservative coalition that I represent do not want to be part of a campaign organization. They want to be part of a political party. Chuck, I think they found the answer to the question, where do the state central committee members want the party to be? They want it to be a campaign organization to reelect John Kasich. They're not concerned about these issues. So he sends another clear message. He says, if the Republican Party is not a political party, but is instead a campaign organization. We will go find a political party to be part of, or we will create our own. This is not a case of, quote, we can't get our way, so we're going to take our ball and go home. We, he says, now know we never had a ball. You, the ORP, are saying it's our ball, it's our game, it's our gym, and you're locking the gym door with us on the outside. Chuck, he finally got it.
Exactly.
Finally, in the summation of this letter, gets it. That's exactly this whole situation. You have a platform that has all these wonderful planks to keep all the conservatives on board and voting for you. But when it gets right down to it, we're just going to win campaigns, and we don't care who we run. We don't care if we run pro-union guys when we say we're pro-business. We don't care if we run pro-homosexual guys when we say we stand for traditional marriage. And we don't care that we run and elect numerous pro-aborts. And Chuck, I'm talking about those guys who say they're pro-life, except for the case of rape and incest as well. Numerous pro-aborts in the party where we have a pro-life platform where we say we stand without exceptions except for life. You know what? That's called being double-minded, Chuck, and a double-minded party is unstable in all their ways.
Well, it's interesting that he really doesn't grasp the fact that what will happen is, yes, they are on the outside with the door locked with the insiders inside, but the fact is the insiders know that at some point, or at least they think, that they're going to be able to swing those doors wide open at the time of their choosing and let everybody in. But of course, everybody will be allowed in to sit in the bleachers. They won't be allowed to play on the floor.
Of course not.
And that's the entire point. What they're saying is you guys are going to be left out in the cold and you're going to form your little third party. Well, what the Republicans don't understand is who's that third party going to draw from? Is it going to draw from the Democrats? Is it going to draw from the middle of the roaders?
It's not. It won't draw from them, but it might attract a small handful of independents.
Yeah, well, yes.
A very small handful, but a small handful of independents, along with these Tea Party folks who've now decided that the Republican Party doesn't stand for anything. So welcome to understanding exactly where you stand in it.
Yeah. And now, here's what the Republican Party will say. Well, you're going to make sure that we're on the outside. We'll never get elected to anything, and then you won't have any support. We'll be in the minority for years because of you guys. And our answer, well, the Tea Party answer should be, good, because maybe next time, or maybe you guys will come to the realization that you can't treat us like this. You can't lock us out of the gym and win your elections. Like what your organization has become, and now, an election-winning organization.
The upside to this whole thing, Chuck, if Zlotowski and others carry out this promise to walk away and form a different party, is that from now on, when the Republican Party loses with their loser candidates like Mitt Romney, they can't turn around and blame another party for their loss.
That's right.
As they've been doing with social conservatives for years. Oh, it's all you pro-lifers and, you know, traditional marriage folks, and that's why we didn't win. Well, now you won't have them to kick around anymore. So you'll have to just look inward and say, we didn't win because we're no different than the Democrats, and the guy we picked doesn't have any principles.
Well, Barry, there's another issue here, and that is the fact that we're really short on time, so I'm going to go through this quickly as I can. The Democratic Party has always been closer to monolithic, much closer to monolithic.
Yes.
In fact, through its entire history, the Republican Party is the result of coalitions since 1828.
That's
the fact.
Correct.
Is it was the Federalists, which folded. The Federalists eventually worked themselves out into the Whigs, who were a conglomerate party, an amalgam. And then that folded with the slavery question and became the Republicans. And the Republicans remain a coalition, amalgamated party. Now, they're trying to work their way out of this, but the way they're doing it is to become monolithic in the same vein as the Democrats. Well, that's a blueprint for disaster. And what that does is it disenfranchises them. Very large part of the, and that is going to lead to a third party, which I don't think is a bad thing. I'd love to see multiple parties. Our system can handle it, yes. So, that being said, we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.